Welcome back to the Policy Viz podcast. I'm your host, John Schwabish. Summer is sort of in full bloom here in D.C., although it's gray today, but I'm here happy on a gray day because I'm here with Shomik Sarkar from the Democrat National Committee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I got to say before we get started, I love the little jingle at the beginning of your podcast. It is very good. I have at times rewinded it. It's a very good jingle.
All right. Well, so thanks to Poddington Bear for the music.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Hot tip.
You just gotta get out there and find the right person at the right time.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, thanks. So what was your title when you were working with the Clinton campaign? You were working on the Clinton campaign for a while.
Yep.
And now you're at the DNC.
Yep.
So what was your title there and out here?
So I'm a data scientist at the DNC. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of on loan after the primaries ended to the Clinton campaign to run the reporting team there. So my title was director of reporting.
Oh, okay. And how long were you with the campaign?
I was right after the primaries ended is when I started.
All the way
May, June.
Okay. June. All the way through the end of the year.
All the way through the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. I'm personally very curious, and I'm sure many readers are curious to hear about how DataViz and data generally was sort of part of the campaign, what you were trying to process, the data you were using, how you assessed the quality and made the visualizations and passed them off to people who were, you know, presumably making important decisions about how to run the campaign. So I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
And we can just talk about it and just spend a few minutes talking about the whole process that you went through.
Sure. So I would say that overall, it was a pretty integral part of the campaign. Most of the analyses and reports that were published were based out of our Tableau server. So we have a Tableau server that's housed at the Democratic Party that serves the needs of all of our constituents, including campaigns and committees that we work with. Mm-hmm. So that includes the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DS, the Senatorial Campaign Committee, as well as the presidential campaigns. So when I was still at the DNC before the primaries ended, I was working with both presidentials.
Okay.
And then after the primaries ended, I kind of moved up to Brooklyn and started the team there.
Okay.
And I would say that my team's goal was to better integrate the analytics functionality with what was going on the ground and specifically around field data.
Okay.
So that was not only tracking what was happening on the ground. So who are we talking to? What are we saying to them? Are we allocating resources properly? But also figuring out how to layer analytics on top of that to see if, you know, we were meeting certain benchmarks, if those processes were optimized properly. You know, it was both interactive reports that senior staff use and then static reports that came out of a Tableau server that were kind of set.
So, give us a sense of what the data were being collected, and then what you were trying to get out of it. So, I'm imagining field workers going out and talking to voters,
yep,
and collecting all their information,
yep,
about, well, what are they asking about?
Yeah, so there is a kind of a CRM that sits on top of our database that's based in NGP VAN, and they house all kinds of field data. Every time an organizer goes out and knocks doors or makes calls or does volunteer building, it's all logged there.
Okay.
So then part of my team's responsibility was organizing all of this data on the back end, setting up database infrastructure to easily digest all of this information and to optimize it for use in these data visualizations. In our case, it was Tableau.
And what was, sorry, I just want to ask, what was the process before you came in and started working to revamp that structure?
Before my team was there, it was, you know, the Tableau server was being used. I was kind of working more in a consulting role and working with the various analysts that were building reports and disseminating best practices and going through and giving advice on how to build these visualizations.
Yeah.
And then part of what I did when I got there was consolidate both the back end,
right,
you know, setting up these pipelines to make this to make it less ad hoc when we were doing analyses, and to put in place a system of, you know, a series of visualizations that would be kind of the standard,
right,
and that state leadership could use, that leadership and headquarters could use to make decisions.
Gotcha.
And most of that was around field data. What were our organizers doing on the ground?
Okay. So automating it and making it quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And automating it was definitely part of what I did when I got there was to make sure that we weren't using Excel and PowerPoint and moving over to Tableau for a lot of these reports. I think because it would save time down the road. Things move pretty quickly towards the end of the campaign. So, we wanted to make sure that things were set up so that we could produce reports more quickly and taking out that human layer where there's kind of room for error. If you're manually putting in numbers into PowerPoint or Excel, then it could cause some
error. Some problems.
So it definitely required some legwork up front, but it was, when we were producing 10, 12 reports a day, it was important that infrastructure was in place.
So can you tell us a little bit about the makeup of the team, how many people were on there and sort of the backgrounds of those people? And then how did you get management to buy into how important data visualization is to the campaign?
Yeah. So the team that I was working with, they came from a variety of backgrounds. The way I look at it is there was back-end folks and more front-end folks. And part of the process was setting up the pipelines. In this case, we use HP Vertica as our database, so it's all SQL-based, a little bit of Python for scripting, and setting up those pipelines to pull in the data from digital and from field and financial data and... Yeah. Which are housed in, disparate systems, but for the purpose of reporting, you want them all in one place.
Right.
So setting that up required, SQL engineering, data engineering type of skills. And then on the other side of things is producing the visualizations based on that data, which for our sake was all in Tableau.
Right.
Partially because, I have a little bit of background in D3 and JavaScript high charts, things like that. But Tableau is, I would say, the easiest to iterate on quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And the producer of the report doesn't necessarily need to be able to code. Which is important in this type of a setting.
Right.
By the end of the campaign, we had, I was just looking at these numbers today, actually. We had 3,000 users on our Tableau server.
Oh, wow.
So every organizer could log in and track
and track in the country and even the local office, they could log in.
Yes, Every single organizer, state staff at headquarters.
Right.
And then I think I checked that we had 2,000 visualizations that were on the server by the end of the campaign.
Right. And were you providing... were you also providing training and support for the local offices to help people like learn how to use some of the parts of Tableau or how to maybe make the dashboard that you made, but for their individual things?
Absolutely. So my team was responsible for all of the trainings, both in understanding this data and on the how to build a visualization kinds of things. So, with an organization this large and that scales up so quickly, part of what we had to do was make sure that everybody was pulling numbers the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a series of base tables that my team built, had all of the key metrics that we had identified that I worked with leadership to pull together and have that set up in a way that's really easy to kind of pull those numbers out and to build visualizations on top of that. As I say, Tableau likes things longer rather than wider, as you know. So setting things up in that way so that the data staff in Pennsylvania could go in and pull that quickly.
Right. So now let's talk, can you talk a little bit about the management side? So as we know, it takes management to buy into something.
How did you
manage that? What sort of things were you giving them? We met a few weeks ago, we talked about this sort of I don't know, this tension in some ways of interactive versus static.
Yes.
So how do you think about that and work that whole workflow?
So one of the things that I think I realized pretty quickly was that data visualization allows non-technical end users to really feel like they own the data or are, you know, really get in the weeds with data that they otherwise would not have been able to do. I think that, you know, when we first, when I first set up some of these interactive reports, I had pretty strong positive feedback from, you know, I work really closely with the national field organizer and the field teams at headquarters, and they just being able to dig into these numbers mm-hmm. without having to write code was pretty powerful, yeah. and you know they wanted more, which was good, but it meant more work for me. But obviously, you know, there is that tension, as you mentioned, between interactive yeah. reports and static reports, and you know there was. We were sending slides to Hillary herself. Obviously, she was not logging into our Tableau server, unfortunately.
That would have been a visualization you would have had to save. That
yeah. but part of what I wanted to do was set up a system where even a static report that looks like a traditional PowerPoint could be built in Tableau. And, you know, by the end of the campaign, you could pretty much just push a button and produce the same report every day.
Mm-hmm.
Setting that up in the early side of things
yeah.
made things a lot easier down the road.
So that means you have sort of, in my mind, you have Hillary at the top as the candidate.
Or yeah.
Whatever the candidate would be.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have a couple people who are just below her that are sort of the senior staff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
So are those senior staff level people, are they the ones that did they sort of go into the Tableau server and make something, you know, quickly and able to push that out? Or does it need to go further down the chain?
Yeah, yeah. So they weren't making reports,
okay.
but... members of the senior staff were logging into our, so I work really closely with our, national field director, mm-hmm. She was logging into our Tableau server regularly.
Right.
So there were definitely members of the senior staff that were using the interactive features
okay.
of our visualizations.
Right.
And they were designed with that in mind.
Gotcha.
But then there were, you know, the campaign manager and Hillary herself and some of her closest advisors were not necessarily logging
sure.
in every day.
Sure.
We were making sure to, you know, we were sending them decks regularly.
Yeah.
And they were made in Tableau, but they were kind of static.
Okay. And so for the folks who are listening, who are
yeah.
you know, the hardcore Tableau
yeah,
users,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
What sort of, I just sort of want to get a sense of, like, specifically, were you creating, were you doing story points? Were you using Tableau, like, single dashboards, separate worksheets? Like, they're probably... well, maybe just a few, like
yeah,
hardcore
yeah,
Tableau.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you're curious about, like, how do I build this same sort of ecosystem where I build this thing and save it out as a static PNG or PDF. So can you talk just a little bit about the sort of nuts and bolts?
Yeah, yeah. So it was a single dashboard with multiple worksheets.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
You know, there was oftentimes multiple data sources, and each of the worksheets would have a separate data source that it linked to.
Okay.
And, you know, it did require oftentimes a lot of legwork, as I mentioned before, on the data engineering end to join things up in a way
yeah.
that made it easy to build this visualization.
Right.
But, yeah, usually it was, you know, I'd set it up so it would look like a landscape
page. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just
then,
save that out.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
save that out. And then, you know, they would automatically refresh. So
gotcha.
we would set an extract that ran every day at
right.
6 a.m. And then, you know, at 9 a.m. we would email it out to,
gotcha.
to the people that needed
okay.
it.
Can we talk a little bit about the data quality? Well, let me first ask you about qualitative data.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of questions about this lately, so I'm curious. I would expect that there was a lot of qualitative data coming in from the field reps talking to people about their positions and views. Were you getting a lot of qualitative data? And if so, how did you end up visualizing that or getting that, you know, moved up the chain?
Yeah, so less so from field, I would say,
mm-hmm.
In terms of qualitative data, but we did track our digital assets and our texting program, and
yeah.
a lot of that is purely qualitative
yeah.
data. So not my team, but there were folks on the campaign that did more kind of natural language
okay.
processing type of work and would be able to identify frequencies of certain topics that were being
okay.
discussed, and we would report on that.
On the frequencies of those.
On the frequencies
topics.
Of, yeah, the different
okay.
topics, or if we were getting texts, you know, our texting program, we were tracking what people were texting back.
Yeah.
In there, we wanted to see what, you know, what were people responding, what was the sentiment around
right.
that.
Okay. Can I also, I want to also ask about the data quality issues, because we know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
if
yeah,
not
yeah,
just
yeah,
that,
yeah.
we look back in the polls. Well, you sort of see lots of coverage now. It's like, well, the polls were really bad, but also they weren't really bad. So How did you, and I don't want to, we don't really need to rehash whether the polls were good or not, but when you got the data in, what was the work like to assess the quality? Because I would guess a lot of times it's just like, well, here's a poll or here's some field work that someone did, but it's hard to know whether that's accurate or not, right?
Yeah, I would say that in terms of digesting the polling data and the field data, it was pretty standardized.
Yeah.
The ways the polls were coming in and the ways that Van Bokelder, the tool that organizers use on the ground, the way that digests data is fairly standardized. So there wasn't a lot of room for data quality issues. Mm-hmm. I would say the data quality issues were more on that unstructured data that we were talking about, through the texting and things like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, figuring out what's noise and what's not, right? And figuring out if it's worth tracking certain Twitter data, things like that.
Yeah. So what about tracking margin of error or uncertainty stuff or uncertainty around the some of these polling estimates, especially when it comes to talking to, you know, the small field office in, you know, rural Minnesota or whatever it is. When you are training people up on how to use the Tableau server, how to, you know, do this workflow, are you also training up on, yeah, these polls, they look different, but they're really not because of the margin error. Were you working on that as well?
Yeah, so that wasn't under my purview, but there were definitely people on staff in the analytics world that were working on that.
Okay.
We were a pretty large operation by the end of the campaign. We had I think 80 plus on just the analytics team, and then 80 plus on the tech team. I'm not sure if those numbers are exactly right, but in that general ballpark. Yeah. So we were a pretty big operation. Yeah. Part of why I think Tableau and data visualization was used so much more frequently than it is in other campaigns and committees that we work with is just there were so many staff members and analysts that you know needed to produce reports on the fly pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
The Tableau server was kind of the main source to disseminate this information. Yeah.
So now the election's over,
yep.
And you are back at the DNC.
I'm back at the DNC.
So can you talk a little bit about what you're doing here specifically? I was going to assume what you do, but I'm going to hold on.
Yeah. You know, my responsibilities at the DNC are unlike the campaign where I was focusing mostly on data visualization. Here, I have a broader portfolio, but I think I'll touch on the data viz side of what the DNC does.
Yeah.
You know, we house the Tableau server that every campaign and committee that we work with has access to. So part of what our responsibility is to, you know, make sure all that is set up properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are permissioned properly and, you know, they have the tools they need to build these reports. And then doing trainings on how to most efficiently pull the data, right? So that's a lot of more on the SQL side.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Tableau sides, how to build these visualizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we are kind of consulting shop to these campaigns and committees. And there's a suite of reports that we house here that is kind of universal that everybody can use. But then we also go out and work on, you know, specific issues or meet weekly with, say, the Democratic Governors Association.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, they have, you know, there's more going on there. Also the DCCC. So, you know, they build reports. You know, I have a counterpart of DCCC and he works to build reports for these congressional campaigns.
Right.
So more and more, the data visualization piece is becoming an integral part of any field program, just to be able to track what's going on the ground and to enable a campaign manager or senior staff to log in and understand, both geographically and visually, understand what's
right.
going on.
And specifically when it comes to the data viz, I'm guessing that these dashboards are pretty simple in terms of the graphic makeup.
Yes.
You're not doing crazy like tile grid maps.
Yep. There were some definitely crazier maps on the campaign just because we had so many more people building reports. I remember at one point in Ohio, the data team there built a visualization on where all the pokey stuff. So this is where when Pokemon Go was big and they were doing voter reg at these Pokemon Go stops. So they built this, like, it had like Pikachu popping out the side and there was like all kinds of stuff happening. I remember I logged in, I was like, whoa. I was like, these guys have to teach me something.
Yeah.
But yes, no Pokemon in reports here.
Yeah.
They're pretty basic, and you know, we're a lot of times I am training staff that are using Tableau for the first time.
Yeah.
So we want to keep it pretty simple.
Is there a lot of variation in what people want to create, or because you've created this template of, you know, however many dashboards, that people are satisfied with what you've already created? Or do you see people coming in and saying, well, I really want to do this other thing. I want this other type of data. I want to build this other thing.
So I think that depends on the resources that the campaign has. So generally, a congressional race, for example, won't have a dedicated data staffer on the campaign.
Yeah.
Senate and governor's races are usually different. Usually they have one staffer there, at least one.
Yeah.
So places where they don't have data staff, they rely more heavily on the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and us at the DNC to be able to build out those visualizations.
Right.
Whereas, you know, campaigns that have data staffers will ask us to help them iterate on the kind of baseline visualizations.
Right. So now looking forward.
Yeah.
So now it's almost mid-2016 yep. already, a year and a half before uh-huh. we all vote again.
Yeah.
So looking
forward. No, that's not true. Lots of elections coming in the
well, that's
the,
also true, right.
In between.
So looking forward, I don't want to talk about, you know, who's going to win, but
yeah.
in terms of like the data and the data biz, both the ecosystem and what you see are going to be the demands from campaigns and also what you're going to supply. Do you see big changes? Do you see things happening? Do you expect to make big changes either infrastructure-wise, either on the back end or the front end? Like, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so right now we have a Tableau server. I anticipate that we're going to continue to use Tableau as the main source of visualization that's housed here at the party. But that could definitely change in the future. But in terms of how I think data visualization yeah. in campaigns is going to change, I see this cycle as one where interactivity was, you know, as I said, senior staffers were logging on to the Tableau yeah. server and using, you know, the interactive components of our visualizations. And I see that kind of increasing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a benefit for both static and yeah. interactive, but I think having the buy-in, I think more and more senior staffers on campaigns are encouraged to go in and kind of dig into the data yeah. themselves. So I see that trend yeah. increasing over time. I also think that part of what my job here is in the next, you know, before the next big ramp up
yeah.
for 2018 is to make sure that we have, you know, the data structured in a way, you know, trying to pull together all of the different data sources that we have
mm-hmm.
so that reporting is even easier and that campaigns can go in and really quickly pull numbers that ordinarily would take them much longer to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also enables them to build visualizations more quickly.
Right.
So I think that and setting up more of these baseline visualizations mm-hmm. that these campaigns can use, I think that's kind of what we're working on now. You know, last cycle was the first cycle where we really leaned on DataViz as the main source of, or and in this case, Tableau is the main source of reporting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it was pretty successful and we want to continue to, you know, make sure we have the resources in place to do that in the
right.
future.
Right. Interesting. I want to close by asking you if you have any, you already told us the Pokemon story.
Yeah.
Do you have any other fun DataViz related stories from the trenches?
I can say that we had a report on election night that tracked what was happening in different states, and it was in Tableau and all the principals, so Hillary herself and Tim Kaine and Bill and then a number of folks in that circle had iPads with these Tableau reports on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had the reports ourselves as well. And at one point they were very red, and I can only imagine what things were like on their end as they were looking at that. So sometimes I think about that report. I have some PTSD about that election night report.
Yeah, I bet. Well, very good. Shomik, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And thanks to everyone for tuning into this week's episode. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know on the website or on Twitter. So until next time, this has been the Policy Biz Podcast. Thanks so much for listening.